Chapter 7, Action. Act without expectation. Lao Tzu. The secret to the seventh ray of the spirit, which is also called action, magical action, or even realization, is something surprising. We can find it hidden behind this statement by Lao Tzu, the author of Tao Te Ching, that is so synthetic and also so disconcerting. Act without expectation. To get us past the natural barrier of our analytical minds, let's break this sentence down into the only possible elements, into these three words, and start by looking more closely at the last one, expectation. What is an expectation? A simple way to look at this is to recognize that we are always waiting for something, that we are always trying to anticipate something. Thus, to control the outcome of everything around us. Thoughts, feelings, actions, our own or those of others. Anticipation, control, expectation. Anxiety, worry, fear. Here is the well-known threefold mechanism of self-protection and survival of our ego. When we delve deeply into ourselves, we realize that our ego could be defined as being made up of pure expectation. Let us now imagine before our inner gaze a baby animal. Does it have any expectations? Is it filled with anxiety, worry, or fear? Most of the time, it is totally free of them. When it is hungry, it cries. When it feels cold, it seeks its mother's warmth. When it is tired, it sleeps calmly and peacefully. Surely, this little animal is the closest we can imagine when we think of happiness and fullness. The closest thing to a total absence of expectation, as this little pup just is. No future, no past. It just lives in the present. So, after this brief consideration, perhaps we could paraphrase Lao Tzu's formula as follows. Act without ego. Let us now move on to the second word of Lao Tzu's formula, the middle word, without. The words with and without obviously mean opposites. One of them indicates content, the other does not. But the interesting part of all this is that the existence of a content presumes the pre-existence of a space that contains it, that can receive this content. The teachings of some ancient native North American tribes referred to these two realities, content and the space that contains it, to the mysteries of visible and invisible manifestation, calling them the tonal and the nagual. In these two aspects, we can also see their relationship with the two cores of the ego in the heart of the microcosm, in the central chamber of the etheric heart. The tonal core is the heart of the human soul, the absolute center of our consciousness, our deep intentions, and the true driving force of our will. The Nagal core is the centre of all things, invisible and unmanifested. The invisible centre of the omnipresent sphere of the entire universe itself, as Hermes Trismegistus would say. The tonal core is the visible sun, the centre of the system of our microcosm, around which all other forces, symbolically the other planets of our micro-universe, gravitate in their orbits. The Nagal core is the invisible sun, Vulcan, the spiritual centre, invisible and unmanifested, unreachable, untouchable, but omnipresent. It is the true centre around which all the suns of all manifested life, the microcosmos, the cosmos, and the macrocosms, endlessly revolve in the eternal spiral of the dance of the harmony of the spheres. In our lives, as microcosms, as eternal seeds of the human spirit soul, sown in the bosom of matter, we must follow a double path, the path of individualization and the path of integration. The path of individualization is the path of becoming a tonal master, or in other words, it is the path downward into matter to acquire self-awareness, to become different from the whole. It is the way of building the I consciousness so that we can finally become aware of ourselves and, based on that awareness, choose which path we want to follow. The barren and endless path of I-centered life, or the infinite spiral of integration with the one life. The path of integration is not an automatic sequel of the previous one, as if forming an involutive and an evolutionary spiral. It requires awareness, free will, conscious cooperation, and a choice. This is the path of ascension from the bosom of matter to the highest levels of self-awareness and freedom, which we call spirit. This is the path of integrating content and the space that contains it. The path of becoming a master Nagal, a master of the omnipresent space, of the omni-creating space, the path of being through not being. This is the secret of with and without, of becoming one with the one. Therefore, the word without means anything but emptiness. Rather, in this context, it means fullness. It means fulfillment. Here, without means integration. After gaining a broader understanding of all this, we can reread Lao Tse's formula this way. Act integrated with the ego. Act with the integrated and full ego. Let us now explore the concept of acting or action. Any action requires the pre-existence of an agent. In this particular case, the agent is not merely a force of nature, because the consequence of a natural force is the fulfillment of a law, which in most cases is predictable and impersonal. The agent who is behind an action needs to be moved by a purpose, an intention, and be minimally aware of the situation or of themselves to produce that action. Therefore, in order to act or produce an action, we must presuppose a conscious agent, a consciousness, or in other words, an ego. So Lao Tzu's formula becomes even more baffling, even more profound, when we now lift a few more layers of the veils of his words and are confronted with something like this. Ego without ego, or ego integrated with ego. We could say, dear reader, this is the heart of the problem, because at this point, we are confronted with the central secret, the double secret of action and non-action. Or, as Shakespeare formulated it in Hamlet, the secret of to be or not to be. Ego without ego means that all external life, all action in the visible external world must be performed without egocentricity. It must be action that is carried out without the weight of egocentric intention. Therefore, all actions, even those linked to the inevitable battle for life, as we saw in the chapter on the fourth ray of the spirit, can be performed without generating karma. This is the secret of living. This is the secret to acting in the world of action. This is the lesson that Krishna teaches Arjuna. At the same time, Lao Tse indicates the second part of this double secret, as his formula can also be read like this. Ego integrated with the ego. And that is the secret of non-action. The second secret teaches consciousness, that it is only possible to find the source within, and thus also discover the answer to the anguished emptiness of the human ego, when it no longer tries to be the center of all things, or, to put it even more profoundly, when all attempts to find the center through the ego itself cease. The true center, the invisible center of all life, of the entire universe, is already in it. It is already the true center of your real being. When the human soul, the core of human consciousness, becomes aware of this, the entire struggle for building its own identity instantly ceases. The drop plunges into the ocean. The drop is still aware of its identity, but it is now integrated into the vast and infinite sea of life. The human ego has finally been integrated into the divine ego. The last barrier has been demolished. The last hint of self-centeredness in the seventh chamber of the heart has been eliminated. And the seventh ray of the spirit, the master of the visible and the invisible, of the manifested and the unmanifested, of action and non-action, of being and non-being, has embodied in the most concrete reality, in the seventh chakra of the astral body, at the base of the vertebral column, the root chakra. The seven rays will then recreate the new spirit soul human being, and transfiguration becomes a reality. Dear reader, in the chapters of this book, we have tried to unveil before your inner glaze the horizon of the entire process proposed by the spiritual school. This is the same process faced by the pupils of the spiritual schools of all times. As we said at the beginning, this is a real process that must be understood from within in a very concrete way. This is why we choose a very simple and direct language which speaks directly to your consciousness. Through your intuition and the real aspects of your life. But above all, the eternal teaching, the images and words that we may have offered you, however clear they may have been, the most important aspect that we try to convey to you is that the secret, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega of the path, lies in your heart. The archetype of the new reality lives in your heart. If you become aware of this and realize that all the power lines of the spiritual path connect there, in your own heart, in this deepest core of your soul, you will never fall into the trap of considering this path difficult or impossible, or even as something too high for you. For you will always be able to welcome everything, everything that the spiritual path brings to you, everything that your life brings to you, through your own soul, your real heart, and you will live from the higher intelligence of your soul, the intelligence that springs from the core, from the invisible center of all life in your being. This higher intelligence is the power that can transform your heart into the helm of the boat of your life and allow you to integrate and renew all its aspects with the seven lights of the seven fires of the seven spirits that ignite your living sevenfold heart. This is what we wish for you and for all those who truly seek. May the fire, light and love of the universal light of lights ignite, shine and guide you so that your life may be an image of the blessed one path.